Hi, Lamal, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm good, thank you. Touch wood.
It's nice to hear from you. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. I've got a good reason. We'll get to that.
Okay. So, well, what's been happening in the world of Lamal?
Well, I'm in lockdown. Uh-huh. All my gigs are cancelled.
Yeah.
God. I've had my mother here for 10 weeks.
Well, that must be a good thing.
Yeah, we haven't killed each other yet.
Even better.
I live in Hertfordshire, but I drove to Wigan, Lancashire, to pick her up just before lockdown, so I didn't want her to be alone.
Oh, that's nice.
She's lovely, my mum. She's 82, her name's Cynthia.
Right, excellent. Hi, Cynthia. Yeah.
And she's at my sister's now, actually, but she was with me for most of it.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird one, isn't it, for all of us? I mean, I'm having fun, though. I'm trying to make the best of it, you know, be creative.
Uh-huh.
Been out for bike rides a lot
because
we had that fantastic weather.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm. Well, it looks as if it's getting a bit better here just now. Anyway, how is it where you are just now?
The sun is out, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So lovely.
So we'll maybe be getting more good weather then.
Oh, I do hope so. I couldn't imagine of going through the early stages of the lockdown with rain and winter. I think we would have all been suicidal.
I think so. That would have been horrible. So, I mean, well, basically looking at what you've been doing recently, I mean, this is the first single for 8 years, is that right?
That's right.
And I see that you've been doing a bit of acting as well. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, right. Okay. I did a tiny bit of acting when I started out in the late 70s. I was introduced to a theatre agent and he gave me a couple of auditions. I had a very small part in The Gentle Touch for London Weekend Television.
Right. Yeah,
remember The Gentle Touch?
Yeah,
with Jill Gascoigne?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I played a school friend of her son. We were caught watching porn on a VHS.
Right.
And I had one line to say. That was my acting debut.
Uh-huh.
But then I went off and did the music. But and music really is my first love, but I have an interest in acting.
Mm-hmm.
I what happened was, Bob, I moved to Hertfordshire 5 years ago from central London, and I finally have a garden. Yeah.
Right, oh, brilliant.
I love it. I've been in a flat most of my life, living in flats in London. But when I moved out here, I was reading a local website and they said a free acting classes on Tuesday night.
Right.
So I thought, right, I'm not doing anything on Tuesday.
Cool.
Went along. I loved it. Nice people, sort of nice creative energy.
Yep.
Signed up for a course, then another course. And then basically I've been training to act for the last 3 years. And
brilliant.
I was cast in my first role on the London Fringe in October last year. I played a corporate hack in a play called Earthquakes in London, which is about climate change.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. Terrifying.
Sounds excellent, though. I mean, looking at today, I noticed that you don't seem to have as much hair as you used to have. When did you decide to cut back on the hair? Because there was big hair days, wasn't it?
Okay. Well, first of all, Bob, at my age, I'm grateful to have hair. Can I just say that? Okay. It might not be blonde and spiky anymore, but I think I'd look pretty sad walking around with the same haircut 37 years ago.
I don't know. It was quite legendary.
Yeah, it was perfect for the early 80s and for what was going on then.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not adverse to being blonde again. You know, I'm going to be making a second single video soon. And I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I probably won't go with the blonde spikes, you know.
Okay.
But I think I've got a kind of a more modern haircut, more fitting for today.
So we get the 2020 haircut now,
kind of.
So I mean, when you look back at the days of Catch a Goo Goo, do you look back in that period with good memories?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good memories.
Mm-hmm.
Because here we were, five guys with a dream.
Uh-huh.
We worked really hard for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And in fact, when I joined Kajagoogoo, they were called Art Nouveau and already been a band for 3 years. So it wasn't an overnight, like the media labeled as an overnight sensation.
Yeah, like, as they always
it
do.
It certainly wasn't, you know, and if you think of the years as well that the guys in the band developed their musical skills, and you think of the years that I put in theatre, I was singing in, I did a tour of Joseph and the Amazing Dreamcoat.
Yeah.
Then I was in Godspell at the Palace Theatre in Westcliff-on-Sea. And all the early demos and other bands I was in, you know, I was developing my sort of singing and performing skills. So the point where Kajagoogoo reached the public eye was, it seemed like an overnight sensation because it was our first single, but it wasn't at all. Yeah. But the memories are great because it was our first single. It was our first number one. There's so many firsts. It was our first Top of the Pops, you know.
Right. How did that feel, your first appearance in Top of the Pops?
I think we were all more excited about our first Top of the Pops than anything else.
Yeah.
The morning we got the call from the record company to say, your single's gone in the chart of 33 and you're going to be on Top of the Pops on Thursday. Now, this was Tuesday. And every single one of the guys were fighting to get to the landline phone because there were no mobiles then, to ring their parents.
Yeah.
You know, Mom, Dad, I'm going to be on Top of the Pops.
Brilliant. I mean, and the second single, Ooh to Beat Ya, I mean, I must say, I think that is a classic. That's an excellent song. I mean, it's one of those songs that, I mean, do you ever listen to a song maybe about 20 or 30 years after you first heard it, and when you're growing up you hear it in a whole new way? I mean, that's the way I've been listening to Ooh to Beat Ya recently. I mean, it's very clever for that time.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took me years to I dismissed Ella Fitzgerald when I was young.
Right.
And then when I finally discovered her, I was like, what the hell was I thinking, you know? I love Ooh to Beat Ya. I love that. Well, you can hear the synthesizers, and we were like kids on Christmas Day that just opened our toys when we bought these. Pressing buttons and twiddling knobs and going, oh, what does this do? And, oh, listen to that sound, you know. The synthesizer was the new kid on the block, and there was a swathe of bands from about 1980 that were really sort of playing around with them, you know, your Soft Cells, your Human League, Eurythmics, etc.
Yep. My boss is a big fan, and when I told him I was going to be speaking to you, I says to him, well, is there anything you want me to ask him? And what he says was, ask him if he could go back to the 80s and bring something back with him, what would it be?
My youth. Property prices. Michael Jackson's face, because it was before the cosmetic surgery.
You could recognize him at the time.
Absolutely. I don't know. I mean, people talk about the good old days because we've got memories, you know, lovely nostalgic memories attached to them. There were some wonderful, wonderful things around back then, but there are wonderful things around now too. There's good and bad about both.
Sure. Well, I mean, talking about then and now, I mean, you must have noticed some big changes in the music industry these days. I mean, obviously, to make a single and release it is so, so different as it was back in the day. Would you feel, I mean, obviously with social media and all that as well, would you feel it's better today? Is it easier?
It's a double-edged sword because all the independent record companies have been swallowed up by the conglomerates that are Sony, Warner, and Universal, and they really control the music industry, and of course that makes it hard for new bands, for musicians.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is the fact that you've got this incredible access to the world via YouTube, via the streaming sites, and that's exactly why I've been able to release my new single, because I think if I'd gone to one of the labels, that have been like slamming the door in my face, because they'd say, who's interested in an 80s pop star in 2020, you know?
No taste, obviously.
I concur.
I love the 80s. I mean, that was my favourite era. That's when I grew up. I mean, what sort of music do you like yourself?
Oh, boy. I have such... First of all, on one of the streaming sites, I have a playlist. I have various playlists. I've got one for the evenings, one for the morning, one for the... one for the gym or, you know, for exercise. But I've got one playlist. I call it playlist number one. And it's got over 500 tracks on it. Okay. And there is everything on there, you know. From, you know, from my early love of Motown. A few 60s things. There's some jazz stuff. There's pop. There's ABBA, there's, you know, there's everything.
Brilliant.
Modern stuff. There are a few interesting things around. Charlie Puth, I quite like him. I quite like Rag and Bone Man, had an interesting track that I liked.
Yeah, it's a great voice.
Calvin Harris has done a few interesting things, of course. Uptown Funk. Now, who's the guy that produces that? He's a big producer, isn't he? Can't remember his name, but yeah. But no, there are some good stuff. Yeah. But you know, it's tough. It's tough to find new stuff. It really is.
I mean, I know you appeared at a few festivals and you sung some like Catch a Goo Goo songs. I saw a clip of you singing "Who to We Are." Do you find that nowadays you're appealing to a new generation? Or you find it's still like the Catch a Goo Goo fans, it's still remaining like kind of loyal to you, or a bit of both?
Well, last year, three massive American TV shows used our music.
So,
Too Shy was used in Black Mirror on Netflix. And then in American Horror Story, not only did they use Too Shy, the song, they they featured a character playing Lamal, playing me. And I get bumped off by one of the supernaturals as Too Shy's playing in the background. And apparently this is quite an accolade in cult horror circles. So I've got a feather in my cap for that one.
Brilliant.
But the really big thing that kind of encouraged me really to record and write something new is they use Neverending Story in Stranger Things finale on Netflix. And I saw the streams of the song go up from the monthly streams go up from 300,000 to 1.5 million. And that's when I thought, okay, maybe there's a you know, because these are all young shows. These are not, you know, they're reaching a broad audience. But I did a gig last October in Hertfordshire, and Stranger Things had already been broadcast, and that's when all the reaction was happening. And when I got to Neverending Story at the end of the set and I started to talk about it, a bunch of kids came running, because it was like it was a family event. There were some children there of the client, and these kids were stood at the front, the excitement on their faces. They're all like 11, 12, 13 years old. A total new generation getting excited about this song that I recorded 37 years ago.
Brilliant. That'll be like going back in time then, eh?
Oh, certainly.
But I mean, we're talking to fans. I mean, what's the most unusual thing a fan has asked you to do? Because now you hear people saying, oh, the fan asked me to sign there. And, you know, I mean, have you ever had an unusual request?
I've had that one, the most unusual request, it's an easy one for me to remember because it was featured on the front cover of the magazine that came with the tabloid News of the World on Sundays. And there's a picture of me and it said, would you send this man your toenail? What happened was we used to get sacks of fan mail, you know, before social media and before you could just send emails and messages we had sacks of fan mail that arrived at the EMI offices, just addressed to Kajagoogoo. Uh-huh. And we tried to open them all. We couldn't. Uh-huh. And if anyone's listening, I'm sorry if we didn't open your letter, but one letter I opened addressed to Lamal, and she said, "Lamal, I love you so much. I've grown my toenail and I want you to have it."
Oh, God. So you still got it?
Of course I have.
Have you? Yeah.
Of course I haven't. Oh dear.
That's brilliant.
But yeah, that's when I realised. Okay, there's some crazy people out there.
Excellent. I mean, so you've done music, a bit of acting. Have you ever thought about doing anything like that? Playing your favourite music.
I think I've got enough to do.
Yeah.
And I think you guys, it's a pretty skilled job, you know. I also don't like the sound of my own voice.
What?
I don't like my talking voice that much. All actors are the same. I don't mind my singing voice if it's sitting right in a good recording. But yeah, my talking voice. But I have discovered that all actors can't bear watching themselves or hearing themselves. It's quite funny.
Yeah, I have noticed that. Yeah.
So I leave it to the professionals, Bob.
Well, we'll still keep playing your music anyway, right?
Well, thank you.
So, I mean, on to the new single then, Still in Love. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, because of the TV shows last year, I thought I'll dip my toes in the creative water again. Uh-huh. Called a musician I know in Germany.
Right.
We sort of swapped ideas by using technology, sort of file swapping and emails.
Yeah.
Eventually, we felt we had something worth pursuing. Mm-hmm. I flew to Germany to record the vocal, which is actually where I recorded the vocal for Neverending Story. I've always had a strong connection with Germany.
Right.
And Europe, actually, in general. But then came back, did some guitars in London and sent them over to Miro Marcus. Uh-huh. And he did a great job on the mix at his studio. Mm-hmm. It's a love song. It's unrequited love in the chorus. But the weird thing is it sounds uplifting and optimistic. And that really is the thing you can't plan for when you're sort of digging around as songwriters.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I saw the video as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched the video this morning. Yeah, excellent.
Did you like it? Did you like the colours?
I did. I loved it. It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Was that two people that you knew that did the acting in it?
The dancers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm a huge fan of dance. I've been to contemporary dance. I love tap. I love ballet. I've always admired dancers. I think it's such a skill and that energy, you know, it's so gracious and eloquent. And I suggested to the video directors that we have dancers. Mm-hmm. Eliza, the blonde girl, I've worked with her before, and then she brought in Cameron, the guy, and they did their own choreography. And great job they did, eh?
They did excellent. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Definitely. Mm. Okay, so what's in the pipeline then for Lamal? What's coming up? Obviously, after lockdown.
The pipeline. So I've got some other stuff that I'm considering releasing.
Right.
I think there's going to be a second single, almost certainly an EP.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Maybe not an album this year because of lockdown and everything. Mm-hmm. But I want to see how this single goes. Uh-huh. And certainly, I think there's going to be a second single and an EP. And then beyond that, I don't know.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, you never know what's around the corner.
That's the fun.
Yeah, of course.
It'd be so boring if we knew.
It would. If everything was all planned out. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. And what about Kajagoogoo? I mean, I know there was a couple of reunions, but do you think you would ever get together again for another tour?
Gosh. That question is asked to me so much.
Yeah.
There is a genuine interest in the chemistry of the five of us.
Of course.
I say never say never.
That's a good note to end on. Excellent.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for talking to us. Before we go, we're going to play the new single. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Okay. Listeners, Pop Pickers. Here's my new single, first recording in 8 years. I'm proud of it. You can find all the information about it, stream it, download it. There's a ringtone, lamal.com. Enjoy the journey of our protagonist in this song.
Bro, you've got the knack. You could be a radio presenter.
Well, you're too kind. You're too kind.
At night I can't sleep, 'cause I'm thinking of you. Tossing, turning, stomach churning, I'm cold but sweating too. In the day I don't eat, and I can't work at all. Concentrating's just frustrating. My life is in free fall. Take pills for the pain, yes I do, but it brings no relief. Unrelenting, tormenting my heart, it's deceased. Why should I carry on? Because nothing makes sense. I'm qualified for suicide, it would just be self-defense. Still in love with you. Still in love, it's true. Still in love, a fool. You've broken my heart.